In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Your family, this solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, is a great moment to establish a new life lesson, the life lesson of English muffins and French toast. For our meditation today revolves around just exactly how essential is Corpus Christi, which is why Jesus taught us clearly, unless we eat his body and drink his blood, we do not have life within us. That is why Jesus, the Lord, taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And he was not talking about English muffins or French toast. You've heard me say that before. That is why Jesus taught in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, what constitutes a profitable servant is one that does not do merely what he is obligated to do, but rather the profitable servant does everything possible, everything imaginable to make sure you, his dear family, receive Corpus Christi, without which you do not have life within you. That's the whole focus of our meditation today. Your family, here's something interesting. 3 years ago, just weeks before being transferred here to St. James, on this very same solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, I began that meditation by observing, quote, "There was so much going on today. The solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, Father's Day, which this year is just 1 week away, a glorious parish wedding, which we just had, a glorious parish wedding here yesterday. It was so beautiful to see the couple in here at the 9:30 Mass, getting up the day after their wedding to come to church. Oh, what glory. What a witness of faith to me. And then here it comes, brothers and sisters, again, quoting from that meditation 3 years ago. There's so much going on today, along with the constant madness in the world. There's so much, I hardly know where to start. That was 3 years ago. Hasn't gotten any better, only has gotten considerably worse. Now, I'm not much of a father who jokes with his spiritual children. One, because eternal salvation is not a joking matter. And two, because the sacredness and reverence of the holy sacrifice of the Mass is not a joking matter. But here's a reminder, maybe you've heard me say this before, of a little personal humor, that when I say to you, dear family, I hardly know where to start, some of you surely are thinking, that's never been your problem, Father. Your problem is figuring out when to end. Listen, I know that. You think, some of you, that, because from time to time you tell me. Well, maybe it's true. But honestly, most days I only wish it could be longer, not shorter. The time we spend together, the time we can bask in the presence of the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, a lot longer. One of the luminaries of our diocese is Monsignor Dearmeyer. He is the pastor of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary up in Marathon, just west of Wausau. And when Holy Communion has concluded, he sits down. This is the Novus Ordo. That's what you can do. He sits down so that he and his spiritual children can sit there for a solid 3 minutes, immersed in grace-filled silence. Now, most of us here have never really sat still as a group in silence after Holy Communion for 3 whole minutes. I don't do it there. A few times in the Novus Ordo, I've tried to do this for a minute, and it seemed like an eternity. And as the saying goes, the natives get restless. That's when you really start to hear the precious children making noise. What's Father doing? But watch. The nuns used to teach us that the Holy Eucharist is with us for 15 minutes. So maybe if everybody out there really believed in Corpus Christi, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus the Lord, Those are those precious children I was talking about. He's thinking, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be up there. If everyone out there actually believed in the real presence of Jesus the Lord when they received him, they would be so overwhelmed by the understanding of what they just received that they wouldn't be so inclined, as we see so often, that rushing out the door before 15 minutes was done, no matter how long the homily was. That's why, by the way, I've given up that personal greeting time after Holy Mass and have strongly encouraged those, especially the Novus Ordo, to stay and pray for 15 minutes of prayers of thanksgiving. And dear family, let us be crystal clear on this. There has not been a more important time in your lifetime to stay and give thanks for receiving the Holy Eucharist when, and I say this for at least the 19th time, our great Bishop Callahan is a profitable servant because he has done more than what he was obliged to do, because he courageously has swum against the stream, because he never ordered the closure of his churches and has not denied you the sacraments like the vast majority of other shepherds have done. So many other shepherds of other dioceses, my priest friends from other dioceses are lamenting how for months and months they couldn't celebrate with their parish family. They couldn't feed their spiritual children Corpus Christi. So many other shepherds of other dioceses commanded their priests to not provide the sacraments, to not baptize, to not hear confessions, to not give you the faithful Corpus Christi. You know, it reminds me of that parable that Jesus the Lord gave us, the parable of the talents. If you know how some get one or some get five, some get 10, I'm sure the shepherds of the church get the 10. What are they going to have in their hands to show when they stand before our Lord? When they denied the people, the faithful, Corpus Christi. They're going to have 10 in their hand? I don't think so. Honestly, dear family, you must find it as disconcertingly insincere as I do that they now think Corpus Christi is so special that many are reopening on this solemnity. They shouldn't have closed it in the first place. Disconcertingly insincere because they obviously did not think Corpus Christi was so special, so essential over the past 3 months. Even a casual observer surely must wonder what exactly they really think they are celebrating, just as even a casual observer might find it disconcerting that so many were so quick to abrogate the universal law of the church and outlaw reception on the tongue based on their claim that it was more dangerous than receiving in the hand, but in stark contrast, did not allow reception on the hand after the Catholic Medical Associations in both the United States and in Italy said reception in the hand is more dangerous than reception on the tongue. Don't hold your breath waiting for them to outlaw communion in the hand, which itself is an indult in the first place. The normal and proper way to receive is kneeling and on the tongue. You don't see them rushing to forbid that. Even a casual observer may reach the natural and probable conclusion about what they think about the real presence in Corpus Christi. So thank you, Bishop Callahan, once again, for your courageous leadership, for going beyond what you were obliged to do and making sure that we, the faithful of the Diocese of La Crosse, were served by the shepherds of the church. Let us look what he has done for us compared to those servants who could not seem to figure out a way to feed their spiritual children, did not even do what they were obliged to do, much less go beyond it to be profitable servants. Which brings us again to that life lesson of English muffins and French toast. As you've heard me say many times, when Jesus the Lord taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, he taught us to give us this day our daily bread. And of course, he was referring to the Holy Eucharist, Corpus Christi, not English muffins or French toast. On this solemnity of Corpus Christi, let us be reaffirmed in the constant teaching of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church in the unchanged and unchangeable truth that Jesus was not kidding when he said in the gospel, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. That is why, dear family, watch. That is why priests are encouraged to celebrate daily Mass, because daily Holy Mass, daily consecration, which follows then daily reception of the Holy Eucharist, of Corpus Christi, is essential for the priests, but it also is essential for the laity. Watch, dear family. Jesus, when he taught us how to pray the Lord's Prayer, did not teach the laity to pray, give those priests of mine their daily bread, because they need it, but the laity do not. That's not what our Lord taught us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Lord taught all his children to pray, give us this day our daily bread, our Corpus Christi. It's right there in the gospel. Give us this day our daily bread. He wasn't talking about English muffins and French toast. On this solemnity of Corpus Christi, let us give thanks to Almighty God that Bishop Callahan not only kept the churches open, but also allowed us priests to offer the faithful the reception of Corpus Christi on the tongue according to the universal law of the Catholic Church. But let us also, in addition to giving thanks, let us pray for our other brothers and sisters who have had to endure the very non-servant-like denial of the daily bread for which Jesus taught them to pray. Let us pray for our other brothers and sisters because certain servants flatly refused to do the very minimum they were obligated to do, much less Jesus's admonition to do more than they were obligated to do. Well, dear family, because you've listened to these meditations now for almost 3 years, you've put up with them. You keep coming. Because you have come to see that your eternal life depends on the truth spoken and not just some pablum, not just platitudes from the pulpit, I have some amazing news to share with you that I have discovered you and I are not alone. We're not just some outliers. We're just some rad trads out there. No, no. Oh, no, no. I've been wrongly accused of being arrogant and prideful, inspired by what I'm about to tell you, but pride has nothing, zero, to do with it. To understand this, I'll preface the amazing news with some other truth. Now, here's something most of you do not know. When I first came to La Crosse, I specifically and expressly was advised to tone down both the length and the content of the homilies, specifically because I was no longer in conservative central Wisconsin, but rather in more liberal La Crosse. So I did tone them down. I shortened them up. You may find that hard to believe, but it's true. And I did tone down the contents so as not to offend anybody. Again, you may find that hard to believe, but it's true. Seriously, some of my former parishioners were so alarmed that they asked me, hey, Father, what's going on? What are you doing? With that in mind, the amazing news is this. Despite these meditations on Catholic truth being shorter and being toned down in content from what I had been doing for 9 years, nevertheless, about a month ago, somebody got wind of these meditations due to this live streaming thing. Well, for the first month or so, there was maybe 45 to 75 views on a weekday, maybe 120 or so on the weekend. That's the way it went for like a month. I even wondered, who are these people? Then came May 12th, out of the blue. I certainly didn't see it coming. On May 17th, someone texted me to tell me, somebody out in D.C. texted me to tell me that his future mother-in-law in Cincinnati had called him to say, hey, do you know about this priest in La Crosse? That the May 12th homily was already up to 1,500 views. Holy, that's quite a few when you're used to maybe 120 or so on the weekend. But now in just 1 month on one website alone, three of these homily meditations have been viewed over 500,000 times. By noon, it should be over 600,000 on just that one website alone. So what that tells us both, dear family, you and me, what it tells us is that we are not alone. We're not some radical outliers. We are not alone. People have called and written St. James from at least 43 of our 50 states, three Canadian provinces, of which I'm aware, a dozen different countries, including as far away as Australia, Kenya and Africa, Colombia and South America. Just 2 days ago, I received a snail mail letter from a priest in New Zealand. Dear family, we, and I mean we, are not alone in seeking the truth, in seeking something more than mere pablum from the pulpit. We are not alone in knowing that our eternal salvation is not based in pablum, but in picking up our crosses daily and struggling up that narrow path to our own personal Calvary. We are not alone in knowing that in order to do that, we need to be nourished and strengthened by Corpus Christi. So thanks be to God again for our bishop, who was spot on with regard to making absolutely sure his flock was nourished and strengthened by the sacraments, especially Corpus Christi. So never fear that 3 years later, after I spoke about the world seems to be falling apart, never fear that we now see it even worse. We see the world seemingly falling all apart around us faster and faster, due largely to the complete lack of faith in the many in our secular society, but also, sadly, as we've seen over the past 3 months, a lack of faith of many in the Catholic Church, both laity and clergy alike. Just realize we are not alone on this earth. Because we can receive Corpus Christi. We can have his life within us. We have, as Jesus said we would, Almighty God abiding within us. And thus we need not be afraid of anything. We need not be afraid, no matter how this world falls apart around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.